Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. I'm the director of the Fix Yourself Power Zone and the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook, the Fix Yourself Anxiety Handbook, and the Fix Your Depression Handbook. So do go to Amazon and get your copy. You'll find everything you need about the Power Zone at www.faustrogero.com. So today, everyone, I am absolutely thrilled to be spending time with someone who has interviewed more than 3,000 incredible, inspirational guests from around the globe on her many genres. She has her own TV station, PLV Radio, now called Self-Discovery Wisdom. Sarah Troy is an inspirational counselor by God's design, who can see the possibilities of your purpose in life and draw you a map in getting you to where you are meant to go. She has an unbridled passion for helping people to live full embracement of self in their knowledge and a merciful mind and a desire to know what makes us choose what we choose in life and how to be resilient and courageous. Sarah, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a delight to be here.
That's nice to be talking with you again. So bring us up to date. What's been happening with you? Much has changed in the past few years.
Oh, my goodness, what has been happening? I am launching an anthology, a podcast book, as I call it, because we do podcasts and everything around it. But we have an anthology coming out on February 20th called Our Forgotten Children. Having done so many shows around children and the need for change desperately in our children's lives and the way we raise them, I decided to put a book together. So there's 15 others in a book where we are talking about our children, the changes needed, the awareness needed, and, of course, it's all backed up by podcasts as well. And so that is one of the things coming out, plus I'm in 3 other books, plus all the shows. So a busy time.
I like hearing about that new project with the children. I mean, you're right. They're the future, and they need a lot of help. And, you know, one thing that I noticed that, you know, in our day, we could follow the adults a little easier. Where they're, the way they're growing up, it's pretty much uncharted territory. We haven't been there either.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we're letting our kids down in is that, you know, when we grew up, we could play outside. You know, we could, the community was our parent as well. You know, everybody looked out for each other. And in today, we've become so protective and so kind of isolating our children, and now they're going to technology for communication. And there are so many children kind of born with different abilities. I call them differently abled. And we're not paying attention. We're not keeping up with the times of how to raise our children for the future. We're still on the old programming. And this old programming is not serving our children or our society today. So we need to look at our educational platform. We need to look at the way we raise our children. We need to look at how we support families in supporting their own children. So the systems have to change across the board.
Okay. And you're are you outlining things for people to do in the books and in the programs you're teaching?
Yes, each person has contributed a chapter based on either their years of experience or parenthood, you know, struggles with their own children, and sometimes both. They come from a professional background as well as being a parent. Some people are addressing family dynamics on what we need to do as a family. Some addressing the needs of the children specifically or the education. But there are 15 different chapters by 15 different people. and each one obviously has been interviewed on their work and what they're doing. But they're passionate about children and families, and so they were happy to be a part of this, which I'm very, very happy to have one.
Wonderful. That just sounds nice. I'm glad to hear you're doing that. And you're doing that in the context of a whole new radio design?
Yeah, it's I call them podcast books because they're backed up with podcasts. It's the podcasts have led to the book. So, you know, there's podcasts around the book, summits around the book. So it's podcasts is my foundation. It's my platform. This is where I get to meet the people and share the stories. The books is an extension of their story. So, you know, the podcast will always be the root core of everything.
Okay. So I'm seeing self-discovery wisdom. That's the new format?
Yes, self-discovery wisdom is, I just changed the name. It's been a few names through the years. It's been 11 years. But I realized that we were talking about wisdom all the time, and we don't discover wisdom until we discover ourselves. So it's self-discovery of our wisdom, and that's the reason why the network is now called selfdiscoverywisdom.com. And it's, you know, the wisdom is accessible to us at any time to download. And with that wisdom, we ignite the heart into truth. We ignite this spirit into action, and our mind receives the clarity it needs at the time it needs it. We have a lot of knowledge, but we don't always know how to use that knowledge properly. We need that wisdom to know what knowledge is relevant, when, and where.
When, you know, and that's such a wonderful topic for me. I talk about wisdom often, and what I like people to do to bring themselves into a state of wisdom. When you teach that,
I'm sorry, love, I'm going to ask you just to speak up a little bit for me because
sure.
It's just a little faint.
When I teach about wisdom. I try to give people applicable ways to get there, the process. When you're doing that, what are you telling them? When they say, gee, well, how do I get to the point that I can attain wisdom? What do you tell them?
Stop living an outside life, for a start. The outside life is living up to society's expectation or dictation. And when you switch that off and you go in, because the wisdom lies within, we are a part of that universal wisdom, God wisdom, what anybody wishes to call it. And we only find that when we go in. So it is, you know, taking walks in nature. It's finding some sort of meditative platform that suits you. There is no one size that fits all. What brings you to your space of peace, your space of quiet, a place where you feel almost the nothingness in order to receive? And we don't get that if we're engaged constantly in the outside of life. We have to go in, and we have to find whichever path suits us. Some people may find it recycling or swimming or, as I said, walks in nature or music. Whatever it is, what takes you in to be at peace and still with yourself in order for you to hear, see, and feel what it is you need to know?
And I agree, that's a great place to start. As they're doing that, you mentioned information, how we're getting information, but we're not knowing what to do with it. When you're alone, now you're going to be more introspective. The information and the ability to apply that, is that part of the program you're teaching?
Yes, because I think, you know, once you get in there and you start feeling it, you start understanding it, and you actually want to go in there more and more often because it's a place of clarity. You know, in the silence, in the space, in giving ourselves space without the outside chatter, with the outside expectations, we kind of connect to ourselves. We connect to that knowledge and that wisdom. And that, you know, that's where that clarity, that's where those epiphanies come from. That's where the aha moment. But we have to learn to be still. We have to learn. You know, what is it that helps us get to that space? You know, some people, it may be yoga or Qigong or Tai Chi or swimming. You know, what is it that is your space where you are at one with self? And when you are at one with self, that's when you start downloading that wisdom. And you know it when you're there. So if you're not getting it through sitting down meditation with Om, or you're not getting it with this medium or that medium, keep finding one. Keep seeking one until you find that one where you go, ah, this is the place where I can be in my space.
You know, wisdom, for me, I've always told people, is part of that is the ability to keep learning.
Yes.
You said something that makes sense to me. You know, so much of the way this world runs, it's so connected that we just don't seem to turn it off. You know, going back to what you were talking about, we went out and play and all those sorts of things, but we also didn't come in to electronics and connectivity. We then we had a better chance to go and find those things that we liked and have some time to ourselves. We don't do that anymore. That's a huge problem.
I know. Yeah. It is a huge problem because, you know, we're overloaded, quite honestly. We're overstimulated and we're overloaded and we don't know how to switch off. And, you know, we're constantly looking for that next thing to stimulate it instead of self-stimulation. When you're oversaturated, it's almost you've got to detox yourself. If you're trying to give up a habit like sugar or smoking or alcohol, you're going to go through the detox period until you get to that period where you can start to feel kind of clean and relaxed and not fighting it all the time. And you've got to be willing to kind of go through a little bit of the roughness to get to that place where you know this is it. And it doesn't just happen, oh, I'm going to sit down now and meditate, unless you kind of tune in and change the channel, so to speak. You're not going to know, you know, when it's working for you or not. So, you know, just keep trying at it because that wisdom is waiting for you. It's patiently waiting for you. And one of the wisest things you can do is actually learn to be still. And that means, you know, the phone is off, the computer is off, the TV is off. I always suggest, you know, walks in nature. Go and do something in nature. Nature is so beautifully in tuned, and it's a wonderful way to reset our own equilibrium, to retune us into nature, and because then we are opening up and being more aware.
You know, you introduced that one step that I think is so difficult for people, you know, the one where they have to actually disconnect and that withdrawal period that they mm-hmm. face. You know, and that's what I see a lot when I'm working with people, and they'll say, but this is killing me. What do I do? And I said the same thing. You want to find that one thing that's going to make you happy. And, it's really an addiction. It's not just the electronics. It's the whole lifestyle that they're addicted to, that exterior way of doing things. How do you bring them through that?
You know, for each person, it's going to be different. And I think for each person, they've got to first and utterly decide, yes, I want this. If you're, you know, half asked about it and yeah, you're not going to engage in it. And you've got to decide, and this is where you might call, you know, the cosmic nudge, nudge, wink, wink, or the cosmic 2x4. You know, the universe gives us a nudge, it gives us a sign, it gives us, you know, a wink. But if we're not paying attention, suddenly we're going to get the cosmic 2x4. And that cosmic 2x4 very often is what people get, and it flattens them. But out of those ashes, you know, comes the phoenix, where they rise up into something they really want to be, or they really, really get it, you know, get the message. And then really start kind of going, there's so much more to life than what I've been living. There's so much more to life than this treadmill I'm on. I'm ready to seek it. I'm ready to pursue what else is out there for me. And we've all got to get to that stage, but some people will decide to make it an easier path for them, and some people will resist it and get the cosmic 2x4.
You know, I noticed that when I work with kids, quite frankly, I have an easier time disconnecting them than I do their parents these days.
And oh, no, God, yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
I think what I'm finding now is that we're now into about almost 30 years of computers in our homes, and this parenting generation came up on it. That's all they know, and it's been there for a reasonably significant amount of time. The kids aren't there yet. They don't have the longevity.
Yeah.
So, and they're also a little more open to new things. It's the parents that we really have to work with, don't we?
Yes. And that's, you know, what you've got to do is undo the programming and the patterning that has been something not just a part of their lifetime, probably their parents' lifetime. We look at so often there's so many layers that's in our DNA, that's in our psyche, that's in our cellular structure of past memories, past programming. And, you know, we see hurt people, and that is because it's not that their intention in wanting to hurt someone, it's that it's so instilled in the patterning, the programming, that they're unaware that they're hurting someone because they're doing it in a different way. It's all they know. So we have to be aware that we have programs running that have been running throughout our lives, our parents' lives, even past lives. And we've got to look at that programming and go, it's time to rewrite that program. It's time to delete that one and rewrite the program. We have to become conscious. And again, we have to want it to become conscious to want to change it.
And you're right. You do have to want to change it. Some people do, some people don't. So the people that seek it out, okay, they're there. They want to do some things. The people that come to you, if people do this, they come and they say, I'm not happy and I really want to change, but they don't want to, they don't seem to want to give things up. What do you do with them?
You know, the thing is I would say that, you know, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. However, leave it there long enough and it's going to realize it's thirsty. Right? So one of the problems is you can't help anyone, no one, until they want to help themselves. However, you could inspire them. Because when they see it's working for other people, when they see, you know, the game back down to that bottom line, you know, when we see all of that, then maybe we can realize it's not working for me. I have to put in the work. I have to change. This is not something of just switching on a switch or changing a phone program. This is something I have to put in the work and be willing to go through the process to come out the other side. And you cannot help anyone until they're at that stage where they say, I'm ready for that help. But you can inspire them. You know, you can, as I said, that running water right next to them, eventually they're going to realize, you know, that it's... they've got to want it. They've got to want to do the work.
You know, and the work, that's where a lot of people, I think, get caught. They look at it as it's tedious, it's work, it's something I have to do because they're focusing on the destination, where I'm supposed to go, rather than taking it a day at a time and saying, let me establish a journey that I can be on, and I like to work this every day. They're not quite there yet, are they?
No, and, you know, this is where that self-discovery comes in. If you don't look at it, oh, God, it's work. Oh, God, this is going to be hard. Change your tune and go, God, I wonder what else is out there for me. I wonder if I'm willing to explore something. Because this isn't working for me. I know that I've got to change lanes and go exploring something else that does. And, you know, one of the things I think is as adults and as human beings, we've forgotten our wonderment. Be around children for an length of time. They're in a state of wonderment all the time. They're in a state of discovery. And it's beautiful to watch. We've lost that as adults. And I think one of the important things that we need to do is get that discovery back and go, I want to explore the options and do it with optimism.
When you say we've lost that, do you know why? Why do adults lose that?
Expectations, I call it societal expectations. We've bought into this narrative that we have got to have this many likes, have this particular income bracket. We've got to be keeping up with the Joneses. We've got to drive this kind of car. We've got to dress in this type of way. We've got to have these kind of friends. All of that to equal our worth. And our worth doesn't come from any of that. None of it at all. Our worth is our inner enrichment, our inner abundance, and only when you take that journey and discover that you truly understand the difference. So if we could stop putting our value on the external things and saying that equals me, and to realize the value lies within, then we could start looking and seeing the different picture. But we've got to stop buying this narrative, which was imposed upon us through marketing. You're only good as if you have the next best thing. And, you know, we've become disposable people and disposing of everything else. And that needs to change, desperately needs to change.
You know, I noticed as you were talking, what I was thinking, what came to me is that not only have we bought into it, now we're the loyal, you know, people who go out and we perpetuate it. We even tell that to the kids, oh, stop that, grow up, you have to stop doing that. And we're actually stealing the wonderment from them early on. We're telling them right away that this is the way things have to be. So not only have we bought into it, we're out there perpetuating it, aren't we?
Yeah. You know, our kids are like sponges. They're going to copy what we're doing. Copy our dysfunction. You know, and if we, you know, are depressed and we have to go out and buy something to make ourselves happy, and then the kids go, oh, you just buy something because that will make you happy. We don't question why we're unhappy. We don't question what the problem is. We don't look at the root cause. We just go and buy something to make ourselves happy. And in doing that, you know, we're teaching all the wrong habits. And so we really need to check on what we say to ourselves, what we say to each other, and what we say to our children, and also where we place the importance in our lives. And because our children, that is the programming that we're teaching them. So it's time for reflection. And, you know, very often we're chastising our children for behavior they're doing that we've actually instilled in them. So they become that mirror of what we've taught them or how we're behaving. And maybe that's the time to recheck ourselves.
All right, everyone. We've come to the end of our first segment here with Sarah Choi. We're going to be back in a few minutes and continue our discussion. So stay right with us.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Fix It with Faust, everyone. We're talking to Sarah Troy today, and when we left off, we were talking about how we deal with our kids and the kinds of things that we're teaching them. And Sarah and I in the break were talking a little bit about the soul and the heart awakening. And so I just kind of move into that a little bit. Sarah, a little bit about that. When you teach that, what exactly is it?
Well, we talked about in the first segment about wisdom. So, you know, that soul wisdom is that connection to a source that is higher than us. Whether, you know, we look at it as God or source or energy, you know, whatever we wish to call it, it's a power that is bigger than us. And it is something that when we tap into it, we've awoken our soul. Our soul has become the connection to that wisdom, that ability to download what we need to know when we need to know it. And then that wisdom then ignites the heart. The heart starts pumping a little more. It starts feeling something, an excitement and a truth. And as I said, it gives it to the spirit in action for our minds to know what it needs to know when we need to know it. Without that soul connection, we don't have the consciousness. Without our heart connection, we don't have the consciousness. And what we're looking at today is this consciousness, lack of it, that is causing so many problems in the world because people have become disconnected from their consciousness.
And that's interesting. Now, when you talk about consciousness, there's so many ways people are talking about that. For me, it was always having my mind deal with what I need to deal with in the moment I'm dealing with it and being aware of what's around me. So many people talking about it differently. When you talk about consciousness, what are you talking about? How do you teach people about that?
Well, again, consciousness to me is awakening. It is engagement. It is engagement with the higher source, the higher energy, the God type energy. It is being attuned. We are all particles made up of the universe. The universe is a collectiveness of knowledge and wisdom. When we talk about manifesting, it's always be very clear what it is, how you want to feel. Not what you want. Oh, I want that nice, new, shiny car. No, how do you want to feel in that car? Because that's the feeling is what the universe picks up on. It's the energy of the feeling. And when you're in an open consciousness, a soul heart awakening, you're in that higher consciousness of kindness, of caring, of compassion, and of love. And that higher elevation of your frequency, of your hertz, is a higher level of truth. And you can't knowingly go and hurt anyone. To do so would be to hurt yourself. That is that higher consciousness where you operate from that place of kindness, caring, consideration, compassion, and love.
Talk a little bit more about love, if you would. We're not talking about the typical Hallmark I love you kind of stuff. We're talking about something that comes from the soul, right?
Absolutely. I mean, yes, we have the heart love, you know, something that pulls on our heartstrings, something that really feels good, you know, when you hold a child or when you, you know, when you do something you love, it just lifts up your heart completely. But at the same time, you have that love of who you are, why you're here, what your meaningful purpose is, which is all of your self-discovery journey, and the love of life itself, the gratitude and the gift of life, the love of what you're doing in the world, the getting up every day with the loving gratitude. It is, and that's not, you know, not feeling and not observing all the pain going on in the world. It's absolutely, you acknowledge all of that. But you choose to feed the love because the love is the healer of the pain. And so it's becoming the love you seek. It's not about a relationship outside of yourself. It's about the relationship within yourself that you bring out and share with everyone else.
So it's really about what you mean. It's about becoming love, so to speak. It's about,
yes.
You know, I always talk about that in terms of love, gratitude as opposed, you know, to the I'm thrill that I got this, I'm so happy, versus my gratitude's inside of me and I wrap it around everything in my life. You're talking on those terms. Which is, it's kind of hard to do that when you're being pulled by external sources. So you're really talking about turning inward. And, and you're using a vehicle, whether it's swimming or whatever, you know, it's yoga, whatever it is, to help get you there. So it kind of centers you, if you will. Your focus is more centered now, and then it kind of self-expansive, if you will, and then developing it from that point, so you can get to the point that you're really about what you're feeling inside you.
Absolutely, and it's a journey. I mean, we're born with love in our hearts. You know, we're born with that. And most children kind of have that in the beginning, and then, of course, some things go very, very wrong for certain people. But children are born with that openness to be loved and openness to love back. But it is something along the line that we kind of forget, or we put conditions with it. I'll only love you if. Or I can only be loved if I'm like this, if I'm thinner, if I'm taller, if I'm richer, if I'm more famous. And we put these outside conditions on love. And love has no condition other than that you be true to yourself, true to love itself. Because love is just a beautiful state of being. Again, you don't not acknowledge all the pain that's in the world. But what you do is send that love and find the loving solutions in order to heal. So love is where it's at. And hate is such a waste of energy. All it does is just gobbles up energy, and it has no clarity and no creativity. Love is creation. Love is that wonderment that will always show you the possibilities and the creativity of what can be possible.
You know, I in the first book I wrote, and when you interviewed me, we talked about this, which getting that internal balance, and I teach that a lot. You know, the physical, the intellectual, emotional, and the spiritual, and that's where when I work with people, I take them there to get to that point. That I call pure love. It's spiritual love. I think it's the same thing you're teaching. How do you? Do you work with balance also? I mean, because we are physical and intellectual entities, all spiritual. Do you work with that part of things, or is that something you leave to them as they're beginning to come aware?
With balance, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the thing is about balance, people think that balance has to be, everything has to be equal on both sides.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's about the rhythm of life. What we don't want is the teeter-totter of the one person's high while one person's low. It is about that seesaw going back and forth in a lovely rhythm, in a lovely flow. When we look at the blood and the oxygen and the water in our body, it has to be in flow all the time in order to support our body, to support our physical being. Sorry?
I think Jay was just cueing us. We have a minute left. So,
oh, okay.
But what I want to do is go in, because we're really on a nice roll here. So, everyone, we're going to take a minute, and we'll be back with Sarah Choi. Stay with us, and we're going to continue our discussion of what pure love is.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Foss Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FossRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FossRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FossRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses.
Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Sarah Choi today, and when we left, we were talking about that inner awakening and the love that's there. We call it spiritual love. You know, it's kind of like this kind of love we're talking about doesn't really demand love back in order to keep that flow going, does it?
No, it isn't. The balance of love isn't about somebody's got to love you equally. You know, we had Valentine's Day a little while ago, and you know, I have this wonderful picture that I found, which is a man and a woman's face, but when there's a face that comes together. So it is the you and them, whatever your partner is, coming together in each of your strengths, in each of your higher consciousness, being strong in who you are as an individual, but collectively finding a place where you can come together and share those strengths and share that love. That is really that true love. It isn't a conditional love. It isn't a loving if. It is a I respect and value you for who you are, and when we come together, we don't complete each other, we complement each other, and our energies will rise together even stronger. But we've got to first be the love. We've got to first be the love of self. Now, and of course, we've got to be the love. We're constantly seeking love on the outside when it's always aligned with inside. When we find that love of self, that love of, again, who we are, why we are, we're enough. There's a beautiful word called flawsome. And I look at it as this. You know, along our lives, we may get shattered. Like a bowl, we can come into pieces. But when we put that bowl back together, piece by piece, with love, that every single crack is filled with love, that self-love, we fill up that bowl with love. And that love then runneth over, and it pours out onto everyone else. And you're an energy that people want to be around. You're a light that shines light on somebody else's darkness. You live your life in a meaningful purpose. You get up each day with joy. And you do things from a place from the heart. That is truly what love is for me.
And I think that's a perfect definition. It's what I've always talked about. It doesn't judge anyone. It doesn't have angry thoughts, all those kinds of things. Those attributes cannot live in a person who loves, right?
Right. Right. You know, they say hate and love are opposites of each other, and I think if you're still hating, there's still a chance for love, because it's an emotion, and it's just changing that emotion. All of our emotions are there for something, for a reason. They're there to to show us how we're feeling, how we're reacting to something. So it's very, very important that we actually look at what our emotions are about and what they're trying to tell us. But don't become emotional over the emotions. They're there as an indication for us to address them, to do something about it, but not to get stuck in any one motion. The worst thing is that when people step into apathy and they have no feeling anymore whatsoever, don't know how to switch their heart on, just simply don't care. That's a much more dangerous place to be.
It is. You know, someone once told me that their emotions were important, and they weren't so concerned if they had a bad emotional day. What they didn't want to have was a day where they couldn't feel. So I like what you said. You know, even if you feel like the hatred's there or the anger is there, you can work with that. It's when you stop feeling and stop trying to feel what's inside yourself. That's when your emotional death occurs.
Yeah, exactly. And what do we do when we're feeling sad? We want to escape it. You know, why do we see so much more addiction? And addiction isn't always drugs. It can be, as I said, shopping. It could be too much coffee, chocolate, you know, binging, something. And, you know, that is kind of, you know, escaping, trying to numb the way we feel because we don't want to feel the pain. Well, the only way to overcome the pain is to go through it. You have to go through it in order to heal it. It doesn't mean you have to relive what's caused the pain, but you have to acknowledge that pain and give it love. Nurture it, just like you would a child with an owie. Hug it, love it, be there for it, understand it, and you're releasing the pain. You never release the memory. The memory is always there, and it's always, you know, a warning for the future. But you do release the pain around the memory, and that's very, very important to do.
You know, you touched on something that I think probably is just a little bit difficult for people. When we don't live up or we don't feel worthy or we did something that, you know, we shouldn't do, we feel angry or whatever, we find it hard to love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't do something right. We're bad, whatever people may want to say. What do you tell people? You did those things wrong. Where do you go? Did you stop loving yourself? The answer should be no, but I'm not sure everyone goes there.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, you know, being aware that there is something you did wrong or something you said wrong, and one of the big things is own it. Own it. Yes, you said it. Yes, you did it. But to understand, where did it come from? Were you being triggered? Were you reacting? Is it an old pattern? An old program that is there, and how can you address this in a way that, A, you apologize, because you've hurt someone, you should apologize. If they're up to an explanation, great, give it to them. Try and make amends, absolutely, but don't become self-persecuting. You are aware that you did something wrong. Look at yourself and ask yourself, why? Why did I do that? Or why do I always lash out in this way? Is there something I could do better? That's part of your journey in your self-discovery. That's part of your journey in your healing and in becoming in that higher consciousness. It's the willingness to ask yourself those questions and ask yourself, can I do something better? And if I don't know how, whom can I turn to? What podcast can I listen to? TED Talk can I listen to? Whom can I go to that can help navigate me on this path of healing? But at first, you've got to be aware that you've said something or done something wrong. Obviously, the apology, but then obviously, why did you do it?
And that makes such good sense. When you get to the point that you admit, I made a mistake, then you can go into a kind of a self-forgiveness mode, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
where you can actually say, all right, you know, I did something wrong. I acknowledge it. I own it. I may take steps to make sure it never happens again. I may need to apologize or whatever it may be. But then I can put that matter in the past and realize that I never really stopped loving myself. I just kind of put a pause in there where I had to figure a few things out.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's very easy to be reactionary because, you know, when somebody does something or somebody says something and it triggers. And, the thing is to look at that trigger. It isn't, again, to Why did I say that? Beat yourself up. What is that going to benefit?
Right.
You know, the benefit is it's getting to the root cause of the why. And that why is something we've got to be willing to ask ourselves. Because from that why, we get into that self-discovery of what we can do about it.
Great. We are going to take a break, everyone. Then we're going to be back with Sarah Choi. Yeah, we're going to wrap things up. So stay with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with the Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back to Fix It with Faust, everyone. We're talking with Sarah Choi today, and we ended our last segment talking about self-love and, you know, sometimes those things that can get in the way, some things we may do wrong or the forgiveness we need. And what I was talking to Sarah about on the break is that we never really lose the capacity to love ourselves. We may not even lose the love, but we do put some things in the way of it, and we may lose the connection. Any thoughts on that, Sarah?
Well, isn't everything connection? Everything is a relationship, whether it's relationship with self or relationship with other people. You know, everything is a relationship. And if we don't have connection, then we don't have those relationships. So, you know, again, back to connecting with self, with your own divine source. But also that connection with other people. The way we connect is a reflection of who we are. That's the important thing to remember. The way we connect is a reflection on who we are. So how we connect with other people is going to speak to who we are. So let's connect in a way that is inspirational and invitational, because that's something that's very, very important in connection. We want people to be engaged with us. So that means that we've got to come from a point where people really want to be engaged with us. So we need to check that and how we are actually trying to communicate with people.
You know, and when they do connect with us, when we spread that love that comes from the inside out and people connect with us, even if they're not quite there yet, they start working with it because they can feel that, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the inspiration becomes the invitation. When somebody's inspired, it's inviting them to want to know more. It's inviting them to, just even start investigating more, looking at things differently. Very often all you have to do is just have somebody pivot enough to start questioning and start, you know, looking at what other options were out there. Everything is about connection in everything that we do. So it's important that we actually look at how we are connecting, which means how are you presenting yourself?
You know, and I think it's such a great point. Everything starts from the inside. We move it outside. We wrap our love around everyone. They feel it. They reciprocate. They begin to give it back to us. And that's the way this whole thing works, doesn't it?
Exactly. Back to that fluidity. You know, when we talk about the fluidity of the flow that's important in our bodies, our oxygen, our blood, our the water in our body, everything needs to be in movement. That's us as human beings. We're constantly in flow. And we, you know, stagnation. Being still is not stagnation. Stagnation is when you feel you can't move forward, where you don't know how to move forward. And that's when dis-ease starts happening. So we need to be in flow, constantly in discovery, and always in that wonderment. And willingness to learn. We're never, ever too old to ever stop learning. Keep learning to the end of days.
And that keeps the wisdom flowing, doesn't it, as we keep learning?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We've been talking with Sarah Troy today. Sarah, where can people find you if they want to participate in some of the programs? How do they do that?
Okay, well, they can come to selfdiscoverywisdom.com. That is where you'll find all 3,500 podcasts. And if you wish to be a guest, you can go to the orchidofwisdom.org. There is a Be a Guest tag there, which you can look to see how I do my shows. I have a certain process. And even take a listen to shows to see if my style suits you. Or if you've got somebody that you want to put forth to be interviewed. The people I interview are people that have got something to share and they come from the heart. Always must come from the heart. Something that benefits other people. And at the orchidofwisdom.org, that is where you will find our Forgotten Children book coming out February 20th. Every single process, every dollar for this goes and divides up amongst all the authors and goes to organizations that support children and families. So this is a fundraiser book as well as an awareness book. I'd love to see this book in associations, in schools, in anything to do with families, organizations, into health practices, because it's all about awareness of what we need to do differently for our children. So I'd love you to get behind that if you would, please. And but for the podcast, it's selfdiscoverywisdom.com, and you can reach me at selfdiscoverywisdom@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Sarah, it has been a pleasure to spend time with you today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me, and I really enjoyed it.
You take care. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. That concludes this week's Fix It with Foss radio show here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. In a month from today, I'll be back with another episode of Fix It with Foss, so don't miss us. 1 month from today, that's April 11th at noon, 9 Pacific time. Until then, be well, stay safe, everyone. Have fun creating your world. And here's to the power inside you. God bless.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with the Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now. Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.